It's time to talk now about education and particularly transformation in higher education. A conference at Stellenbosch University has been grappling with this topic this month, and joining us on the line now from Stellenbosch University is Dr. Leslie van Rooy. Leslie, good afternoon. Thanks for joining
us. Good afternoon, Amy.
Why was it important to have this conference?
Amy, so this is the third conference of this nature that happened over the last couple of months. The first was the university's internal transformation in Durban, and that is when staff and students of the institution take stock of transformation over the last year. That's an annual engagement. Then we had all the transformation managers of at least 24 of the 26 public universities at our university, and during those engagements and workshops, we focused on where we are as universities. And then, of course, this one on race and transformation was specifically developed and really thought through right after the urination incident at one of our residences. We really wanted to focus on the depths and the roots of race, racialization, racism, not only at this institution, of course, particularly at Stellenbosch University, but also within the context of higher education. And here we realize that we'll have to think about race as a historic science, or the science behind racialization as it played out historically, and focus on how we talk about race now at our universities. And really what we wanted to do was to see to what extent Stellenbosch has broken free from its apartheid past. And for that, we needed, of course, the help of outside partners, other universities, and members of our local Stellenbosch communities.
Leslie, you mentioned outside partners, and in your press release that I was reading earlier, I found it very interesting that one of those outside partners is, in fact, the University of Bath in the UK.
Yes.
You wouldn't think that a UK university would need to be discussing transformation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think of politics in the United States and you think of politics pre and post-Brexit in the UK, and of course the university context on mainland Europe, these conversations are ongoing. In the context of Bath, one of the vice rectors of Bath University, Rajni Naidu, Professor Rajni Naidu, visited us, and she shared examples of issues linked to equity, equality, racism, a number of phobias on campus, specifically towards international students and those of an African and Eastern descent in particular. And then, of course, the same issue that we grapple in South Africa with, and that is around symbols and names of our campuses that resemble something of the historic colonial past in the context of Bath. And it is really important for South African universities to remember that we are part of a world conversation around change, change in the curriculum, change of demographics. Of course, we have a very particular slant, and that has to do with our past, specifically the historically white universities. But we must learn from other institutions to make sure that we delve through our past and relate differently in terms of our future.
Leslie, talk us through some of the outcomes of this conference. Were there sort of practical things, that steps that can be implemented, that emerged from this conference?
Yeah, so we had a number of sessions during the conference. The sessions focused on higher education transformation in general. We had the chairperson of the Transformation Managers Forum that presented on that. A number of colleagues from, amongst others, WITS, NMU, that focused on transformation in the context of the curriculum, also Stellenbosch-related colleagues. What has changed? What has not changed? What is difficult? And progress around transformation. Then we had a panel discussion on the Compare-Peer Commission and its report, and specifically then the outflows of the commission, where Stellenbosch University is now, and how we will deal with some of the recommendations in the report. And then, very importantly, Amy, we had three site visits after the morning sessions, that where we visited various community partners, including the townships of Kaimundi, Clittersville. We visited the historic Pinyal community just up. And here we discussed issues relating to education in Kaimundi and how the university can play a stronger role. community upliftment in the context of Plutusville, historic community in Stellenbosch, and how economic development, education intersects also with that of identity, given the impact of forest removals on the context of Stellenbosch. And then in Pineal, we engaged on the history of slavery, the emancipation of slaves, something that we will again acknowledge on the 1st of December, celebrate the emancipation of slavery. And in all of these community visits, we had to grapple with the notion of what it means to be a public university that is a national asset in the context of South Africa, and how we can, amongst the most local of our communities, engage to make sure that young people today, specifically learners of color, colleagues, teachers in historically black and so-called colored schools, how we can enhance the learning and teaching experience to make sure that indeed we break free from the legacy of apartheid that haunts education, and not only higher education, but also basic education. So that we will take forward. We're busy reflecting on the conference. The panel discussions will feed into feedback, also feedback that we've received from the communities around the university. And as part of the Kampepe Commission recommendations and implementation strategy at the university, this will feed in, and we will make sure that indeed the conference and engagements over the last 2 months help us to re-navigate the future of our institution so that we can do even better, specifically in relation to the South African society. That is the role of higher education, and we must make sure, as Stellenbosch University in particular, that we undo something of our past, and in undoing that, making sure that as an institution, we invest in and advance the possibilities of communities, also learners.
I think it's very encouraging that these conversations are happening. And of course, you know, a conference like this is very important. One just wonders, you know, you want to see it through all the way to the end. You want to see those changes actually being implemented. And you mentioned a few minutes ago that one of the conversations you had was around transformation in the curriculum. So if we take that as an example, how long do you think it would take to see practical changes made to the actual curriculum?
Look, curriculums have changed post-apartheid in South Africa to a large extent. I think after Fees Must Fall and the whole decolonization debate, it has changed even faster. There are a number of examples of curriculum changes also in the so-called hard sciences that showed the examples of change in that. You know that our students still complain that although the curriculum is changing and has changed, that something of the experience in the classroom and on campus and in the context of Stellenbosch in the town disallows an experience of feeling at home, or a place sense making that allows you to feel at home. So we know all of this must happen at more or less the same time. So the curriculums have changed, and that will continue to change. But we have to, as universities, also change the psyche of who we are, how we do things, how we take decisions, how our campuses look, what is acknowledged and who is acknowledged on our campuses, how welcome students feel in the context of Stellenbosch, how welcome a diversity of students feel, local students, students from other African countries, international students, and specifically how we enhance and advance student success. Specifically for students that come from vulnerable backgrounds. And there, our investment in education, not only in the curriculum on campus, but our support, for example, in languages, in maths and science, and in schools is quite important. We, by the way, had a conversation this morning around the STEM fields and the role that the university should play in the context of local schools, and there the changing curriculum and the possibilities of a changing curriculum that will also allow our students and our professors to engage with learners around their immediate realities when it comes to the sciences, including maths, will become even more important. So I'm convinced that that is going on, and I do think curriculum and curricula should change constantly to make sure that indeed we address some of the social challenges, political challenges, economic challenges that we face as a country. And that does not mean that curricula should lose its value in a teaching sense. It remains important for us to consider a number of frameworks, cross-theme or cross-faculty interdisciplinary engagements is important, but that we will continuously have to strengthen. I'm quite optimistic that in the context of South Africa's universities, we have moved quite a distance and that we will continue to invest in our curricula.
And I'm afraid we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Leslie Van Rooy, Senior Director for Social Impact and Transformation at Stellenbosch University.